Msakato Rise FM. And yes, we're playing you good music. That's Beyonce right there. And we did tell you that we're going to be talking to our friends out at the Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, and as well as Land and Environmental Affairs. We are joined by the Chief Director of the Department, Umnyango, Umama Upamela Ntuli. Welcome to the Rise FM Drive, ma'am.
Thank you so much. I love to be here, and I would like to say good afternoon, Rise FM listeners, and afternoon to yourself.
Awesome stuff. Awesome stuff. Mkhulu msebenzi department in a new administration of our government, the 7th administration. And siyazi ukuthi nani nime ngomumo as umnyango ukusebenzela abantu. Tell us briefly about these workshops in Umkhondo. Tuesday, things are happening out in Lothair yesterday and today in Falkrust. Would you say they were successful and people are showing interest in recycling? And usitshela kabanzi ukuthi kwenziwani kahle kahle.
Thank you very much. E-workshop lena is part of our mandate in terms of environmental management, e-waste sector. So yes. CE department under the new administration, though it's an ongoing work,
yes.
We planned this financial year to have number of workshops across the province. And this quarter, which is from the July up to September, we are focusing at Hartsebande, as you've mentioned, your Falkrust, your Lothair, and Umkhondo. That's where we've been. Today is the last one at Pixley. We are making sure that we collect or put together all waste collectors or reclaimers. When we talk waste collectors or reclaimers, sikhuluma ngalabantu labo uzobathola kuma landfill site collecting, picking up stuff,
yes,
which to them are valuable,
yeah,
because they sell it for money.
Yes.
There's value there. So they say waste, they take waste as a treasure.
Yes.
So those people, they are oftenly, you know, under, you know, rated because they seem to be doing work at the area where no one wants to be associated with.
Yeah.
When we talk waste, we talk something that you don't want next to you. But at the same time, we often find ourselves having waste all around, and that causes environmental health hazard and our own human health hazard.
Yes.
So we are doing these workshops to them because we want to elevate the sector,
yes,
and the waste circular economy to say, look, let's zoom into waste,
yes,
as a sector in terms of job creation, in terms of economic development in the province. This is a province amongst all provinces that I would say is at least taking care of recycling. So now we are focusing in terms of telling them, or, you know, giving them information in terms of how to recycle your plastic, your bottle, your cans, your boxes, and all those stuff. So we are in partnership with the National Department of National Fisheries, Forestry, and Environment, which I'm linked to. That's a minister in which, as a province, we're reporting to on,
yes,
environmental issues. So there's a program there that's called RESP, Recycling Enterprise Support Program. That program also is aimed at supporting the small SMMEs in recycling facilities. There is a time where we even they issue applications and tenders for people to apply and get funding, to be funded with trucks and any other thing that will assist them to do the recycling.
Yes.
So as a province, we have benefited in the past and we're still going to benefit going forward. So we are with them in this partnership because we are giving the people the information to say, look, don't remain small as you are. There are opportunities, bigger opportunities compared to what you are doing right now. We are also in partnership with the local municipalities, in whereby the local municipality, they've committed themselves in providing a space where these people must operate on. You understand that to have a waste, you need a bigger space, and to ensure that your waste is properly sorted from the source phase. When we say source, we also talk from your household, you know, teaching people how to pack the waste, differentiate in terms of
plastic,
paper, glass,
propine, all of that.
Not to mix.
Yes.
Because, you know why not to mix? Why they must separate a source?
Mm.
Some companies, they don't buy smashed bottles like crest, like you find that the bottle is still full, but it's got some lines and whatever. So you find that other companies, I'm not referring to glass recycling, but other companies, they might not buy because they say, this is not a gripe bottle. We need, you know, clean ones, you know,
yes,
the ones
they have
that
requirements.
Telling you, yeah, they have all those requirements. So that's why we take them through and we encourage people to separate waste at source to make sure that our paper, you see the paper here, if your paper is clean enough, right, it contains more value. Compared to when it's dirty, you still have to take out the soil and you are losing the value when they put on the scale and you are getting less money instead of getting more money.
Yes.
So many of, you know, more value is going to waste again. That's not what we want. With municipality, again, we are saying we are diverting waste from landfill site or any other hotspot areas. Hotspot, we call the areas where it's not a landfill site. I believe you often see people dumping anywhere. Don't dump anywhere. Call us. We have a program whereby we have people called Zondinsila. They will come and take the waste. Then within that, they separate. They take the recyclables and they package nicely and they sell to Bopetco. Petco is one of the companies that we've partnered with now in the workshop so that they can open opportunities on terms of market.
Yes.
But they are not limited to that. They also provide, based on the applications that we submit per group, provide facilities like your baling machines, your scaling machines, and other thing, and also contribute in terms of our trainings and workshops.
I want to tap into that very same space you are going towards, the issue of stakeholders that you are working with. Tell us a little bit about the relationship you have with different stakeholders within this program and how it's assisting within the entire workshops that are happening.
Thank you very much. Let me say to you, without these stakeholders, we're not going to be able to achieve anything.
Yes.
Because like I even said now, Petco is providing you baling machines, which we don't have budget for as a department.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we are really moving forward in terms of their involvement. Mm-hmm. And it's not only Petco. You have your plastic SA, you have your glass recycling, you have your waste aid. There are many more. Which I might even lose to mention them now. We also have now the new one that is actually turning waste into art. It's called a fiber cycle. They are even today donating some bins made out of waste to schools. Yes, to schools. They even donated some toilet structures at Ngomazi that was made of waste. So they are turning waste into art.
Yes.
But then it shows that we are moving forward. Without them, we cannot get anywhere. As government, it's key that we strengthen our partnership with our stakeholders so that we can achieve more with less resources that we have.
There's a number of key wins within this project. Communities are getting cleaner. We are also participating in the war against climate change and all of that. So it's a really powerful program. Somebody sitting at home, Usmamele Jengamaje, is saying, I also want to be part of this program. I want to start recycling around my community. How do I tap into those funds? Umama Kuluma, what other opportunities are there? How does anybody who wants to be part of this get in touch and get to be part of this?
I usually say all of us, we need to tap into this program.
Yes.
Because this is a human health issue and also environmental issue. You've tapped into climate change. We all know that our waste contains the gas that called methane and is a main contributor to climate change. And then, as I'm saying, all of us, we need to tap in, but it depends then though on the passion. So those have passion in terms of
recycling,
joining in and recycling, collecting whatever that is in the space, the whole value chain. We are inviting them to call the department to get the information. We have the program that is called Zonda Insula Program currently that we are implementing, whereby we are incubating EPWPs for 2 years. After that, we let them grow as gradually to move towards SMMEs. We don't dump them.
Yes.
Obviously, you'll find there and there not working properly, but there are many which are growing. And safe to say that we are the first province to win the female award in this sector under Petco Awards. And we are also the first province to win a cleanup and recycling under PETCO Awards, this province in Mpumalanga, under the department.
Okay.
Through this program. So those who are having passion, I would suggest that they form themselves into groups, because to collect waste, you need to have some number of tons.
Yes.
Because if you are doing it alone, it will take you a longer period to be able to get those stakeholders to come and collect. But if you are in a form of group, you task each other, you collect, you separate nicely, then we can bring our stakeholders. You call us at any time. We will dispatch our officials within the district where we are to come and assist you, irregardless whether you are in the current program or you are not.
Is there a particular number top of mind that people can call?
Yes, I'm usually giving my office number.
Okay.
Because I don't want them to be, you know, get lost in the district.
Yes.
I trust my office.
Yes. So saying phonele long mixale long mixale. Yes.
So but me namabang phonele ngizo tatama details, then we assign relevant people and make follow up.
Nice one.
I've already started to do that today.
Lovely.
So I've got a number of calls coming in. Bangang phone manje sengiphumile.
Yes. Tomorrow, during business hours. Yes.
The number is 013-766-7666-6335.
6335.
Or 6983.